The city of Sitka has a government-to-government relationship with the Sitka tribe of Alaska. And the question is, do you think that that relationship works well? Do you think it could be improved? You know, what do you think that relationship should look like? And I think this goes first to Mayor McConnell.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd love the fact that we have that. And we have Woody Widmark to thank for making that happen years ago. And it's very unusual in the United States to have that type of government-to-government relationship, and I'm very proud of it. It's been an honor to be a part of the process. We usually meet twice a year. You know, the tribe has been through some struggles in the last year or so, and they're out of that now, so I think we'll get back on track again. But usually we meet in the fall and then again in the spring, and it's a wonderful opportunity to talk about issues and make sure we've got good communication going on. There is good communication. Actually, every month, the city and the tribe get together on the administrative level. So that's something that's regularly occurring, and so they're able to deal with any issues as they come up more frequently than when the assembly and the tribal council get together. But, yeah, it's wonderful. I love that process. It's always an interesting evening.
And Orion, the same question, do you think that relationship works well and or could it be improved, or what should it look like?
Could always be improved. It could always, I think the dialogue, always needs to be a dialogue between the city and the tribe. I think it's very important. It's a segment of our population which we need to treat equally. Everything needs to be above board, and we need to have a great discussion about services that are provided and how that's split between the city and the tribe. And I think that increase in communication and between the tribe and the city is always beneficial. And there shouldn't be. I think it's detrimental to the health of the community to put up any kind of barriers between that kind of communication between the tribe and the city. That's
all right. And the question, Nicole, we're sort of winding down the candidate forum. We'll probably do one or two more questions and then move on to closing statements. So if you have a question for the candidates for Sitka mayor, you can call 747-5877. And you can also email them to news@kcaw.org.